Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller, and I'm your guest host today for Project Independence and You. We've been speaking with Greg Balbera from Right at Home. He is the owner and also a certified senior advisor. Before break, Otto, we were talking to Greg about custom care plans. So I know that you had some further questions related to that topic.
Yeah, well, like we said during the break, it's like building a house. You know, the custom care plan, I suspect, is in the same analogy. You know, do you want one bedroom, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, or whatever? If we could just get kind of a general overview, because most people will always think about, well, how do you pay for this stuff? You know, reality is healthcare in general is relatively expensive. And it helps to have some financial guidance, if you will, or support. So maybe just give us an overview of how that might work with Right at Home.
Absolutely. So definitely part of when we are building that custom care plan, we're obviously discussing with all our clients certain, you know, have different methods that they can use to pay for our services. Obviously, you know, private funds are certainly usually first and foremost. Many people have long-term care insurance policies that they've been busy paying into for 20 or 30 years. And long-term care pays exactly for what we do, which is providing care in the home, or sometimes even care in assisted living facilities. So that's certainly two methods. Many of our clients are veterans. We have a really strong relationship with our VA here on Long Island. So I refer many of my clients and prospective clients to the VA because they're not aware of services that the VA can provide. So some of our clients can get anywhere from 8 to 16 hours a week of service at no cost to them that the VA will pick up for them. There's another level of service at the VA called the Aid and Attendance Program, which is available not only to the vet but also sometimes to their spouse. There are certain conditions that have to be met. So I have a contact over at the VA that I'm putting a lot of our aides and a lot of our clients in contact with. Additionally, a lot of our clients or prospective clients, oftentimes they've worked in, if they were teachers or they worked in a union, sometimes they have benefits they're not even aware of. That benefit might include a catastrophic care plan through their union. So someone who's had a hip replacement or a shoulder replacement, or now they have Parkinson's or advanced dementia, they may be able to get benefits through those policies that they had as a union member. Sometimes the union provided long-term care insurance policies. So we're constantly trying to help all of our clients get the different avenues of payment sources that are available to them. And then our services themselves obviously kind of range based on, are they taking like the lowest level of service versus if they're having, are they bed bound and have like the highest level of service. So that obviously impacts the conversation as well.
Is there any, would you be considered in addition, like an out of network provider?
So the care that we provide is mostly considered non-medical. So traditional healthcare, medical insurance generally does not cover the services that we provide. I personally disagree with it, but I don't get to make those decisions.
Right.
On occasion, I have had some clients go to their, you know, depending upon their health insurance plan, find that they were able to get some benefits through their health insurance. And wherever we can, we're happy to work with any agency or insurance company that we can.
So the majority of your referrals come in from the VA. Where else are you getting referrals from for the most part?
I wouldn't say the majority come from the VA. Obviously, we have a website, so a lot of people, most people are using Google or Safari or whatever, and they'll search. So we come up in a lot of searches. There are specific senior care referral networks, like caring.com is a big one. You know, as our, as an agency ourselves, that we have something like 150 five-star reviews on caring.com. So a lot of people will see that, and that's, you know, 150 testimonials. So that's very important for a lot of people to see. We get a lot of word of mouth. Some of our clients live in, you know, over 50 condos. So a lot of times, you know, one neighbor will see someone with a client that has one of our aides, and they see what, you know, what a wonderful job is going on. So there's a lot of word of mouth, you know, that way. So we also work closely with a lot of hospitals and rehabs, assisted living facilities. So we get a lot of referrals from them. So we have a wide variety of referral sources.
So if someone's listening to the show today, what, do you have a magic phone number they could call to, or is it all through your website? Is it best?
No, absolutely. Anyone can reach us. You know, our main office number is 516-719-5999. And our website is www.rightathomeli.com, L-I short for Long Island.
Now, you're located, I'm sorry, but you're located at multiple locations on Long Island now, right?
Yes, we have an office in Plainview. We have an office in Smithtown. But obviously, our care is not taking place in our office. Our care takes place in the, you know, in the client home, as I said, you know, wherever that client resides.
Right. Now, I also noticed I was on your website, and just to promote this, there's an aging in place guide that you have that was offered to people, which I did get. And I think it's excellent. It has a lot of very good stuff. So, you know, again, people can go on your website, and I thought the guide had a lot of good ideas. So we can put that up on the screen. Sure. When it's on TV.
Thank you. And we put up about at least one blog a week on our website, ranging from a whole different variety of topics, like are you ready for home care, incontinence, Parkinson's, dementia, we must have over 100 blogs on the website. So it's a great resource for people who are starting to, you know, consider home care or have some questions about what's going on with their loved one and aren't really aren't sure where to start. So you can go there and get a lot of preliminary information.
I got one other one, I'm sorry. The area of technology. I noticed the word on your website, and I'm kind of a big proponent of seniors using technology, but I believe that a lot of people who are isolated at home can gain a lot from technology. Do you get involved with that at all?
Absolutely. So especially during COVID, because of the isolation and, you know, the potential for isolation and depression in our seniors over the past year with COVID, we have, you know, taught a lot of our aides and encouraged a lot of our aides with regard to how to use Zoom or how to use FaceTime. So our clients, you know, maybe had those options on their iPhones or their Samsung phones, or they have iPads or even on their computers. So one of the big things that we have spent a lot of time doing the past year is helping to connect our seniors with their loved ones. Again, many of their, you know, because they haven't been able to see their children, their grandchildren, the nieces, the nephews, whoever it might be, the ability to connect via Zoom, via FaceTime, even if it's just a phone call. So that use of technology has been, you know, tremendous for us over the past year. You know, many of the seniors themselves just they're technology challenged. Not all. Well, we have some that are, you know, that are just awesome with technology, but others are just very technology challenged. So our aides will sometimes, you know, use their phones or their iPads when they come to work, and they'll help using their own technology make those connections between the client and their loved ones.
Would that go also to things like Alexa or medical alert type devices?
Yep.
You know, guidance for that type of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of our clients will have life alerts or similar products. We've helped quite a few of our clients get those types of products. Alexa and Echo and all those products that are in the home now are great resources. You know, you think about the old days, the commercial, help me, I fall and I can't get up. So for that person who doesn't have a life alert, perhaps if they have an Alexa or they have an Echo, if you can say, hey, I've fallen, I can't get up, Alexa, Echo will recognize that and can call either 911 or can call an emergency contact that you can set up, you know, in those products. So that's important.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, so I think, you know, so many of us that serve seniors for the last five, at least 10 years have been trying to figure out ways to get technology into the homes of seniors. And I think that one of the good things, we always try to look at something positive from every scenario, but I think COVID really forced it for those that, you know, would be open to it at all. You know, we do with Project Independence, all of our programming we continued since COVID. And it's, you know, we're lucky enough to also have North Hempstead Television. So people, seniors that are not tech savvy at all or don't have a computer or a smartphone can see a lot of our programs on government channel. But certainly for those that were open to it, Zoom has been just an incredible resource for us internally and also for the seniors. So that's kind of like a little, I know we talk about nuggets, right, Christina? So that's like a nice little one nugget that kind of came out of COVID was really those seniors that were going to be using technology started
absolutely,
to use it.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, especially Zoom and FaceTime, you know, the ability to see the other person, you know, especially with regard to you know, today's topic, which is, you know, mental health in our seniors. There's a lot of things that, you know, just maybe over a phone call that without, you know, without the visual that you might not be able to pick up. So there are certain things that you can pick up, you know, with the phone call. It, you know, has your mom or your dad, have they lost weight? You really can't tell that over a phone call. But in a Zoom call, you might be able to see that. You know, so just things like that, that the technology has really enabled, you know, and kind of pushed forward here, you know, during COVID has been, you know, very dramatic.
You know, this show right here is a perfect example of that. If we were just on the phone, I could be sitting here maybe making a jigsaw puzzle while we're talking, you know, but I can't do that because we're on stage here. And I think that's a good thing. I think the fact that you can have a visual contact with people makes communication so much different than just being on the phone. The phone is fine. It's good. But it's better when you can see, like you said, you know, see who you're talking to.
Very true. We have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue speaking with Greg from Right at Home. You've been listening to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. And we'll be right back.